We've hit the time of year when sunlight lasts for about as long as it can. This makes reading in a hammock or on a patio a possibility into the evening. So we've asked Pastor Clint Schneckloth to give us a summer reading list, and we hear his first recommendation today, a beast of a book that's more than a foot tall and is an unusual autobiography, Monograph by Chris Ware.
If you remember, maybe, a couple of years ago, this same author, Chris Ware, published a book that was building stories, and it was a block.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can still get it. Like, I still see it at, like, Barnes & Noble and stuff. It's like, it looks like a block. And you got it, and it was all these stories that take place in this one building, like an apartment building,
right,
about these families and individuals that live there. Well, so Chris Ware is, he's a darling of the graphic storytelling genre, and knows everybody. Everybody loves him. He gets gigs with, like, the big publishers. So he does, inserts for the New York Times, the New Yorker, a lot of big magazines. And then he also has done all this publishing himself of various kinds of books. And this last year, he came out with this thing, which is, like, literally, I could sit this in my chair and you could talk to it because it's that big.
It's huge.
And he admits in the beginning, it's totally self-indulgent, but people wanted him to do it, so he did it. And what it is it's kind of like a autobiography, but in the way that Chris Ware would do it. So at the beginning, there's kind of like an introduction to it, and it has really big people who are writing introductions to it.
Ira Glass
wrote the preface for it. And then there's a big thing with Art Spiegelman.
Of Mouse fame.
And so there's a kind of a introduction, the way a lot of artists or writers would tell you, like, how did I get into art and how did I start drawing and this kind of thing. But then, because Chris Ware is Chris Ware, he doesn't just tell that story, but he includes and has kept record of the whole process and development of him kind of emerging as an artist, as a child.
I can't emphasize enough how big these pictures are, these photographs and these drawings that you're showing me in this book. They're huge.
Yeah.
I mean, a page could be taken out and put on a wall in a frame, and it would seem like a normal-sized painting or photograph.
Right. Yeah, or you could mount the whole book as, like, a poster on the wall. So then he features a lot of photos of his family and himself early in his life. And then he starts to show, like, art that he drew and what he started to create himself as he started to emerge as an artist. And one of the things I learned getting this book, I was given this thankfully for Christmas, and it's just been really fun to spend time with it. He's not just a graphic novelist or cartoonist. He also does these three-dimensional creations. He builds, like, machines out of paper, or sometimes he creates out of clay the characters that then will be in the comic strips. And so there's pictures of those artifacts. And then all around, so what he does is basically, part of the reason the book is so big is it's laid out so that you can put up frames of what he drew, and then you can have side commentary about telling you about how he created that character or what impact it had.
Yeah, what's interesting is the images are huge. The type is pretty small.
Oh, that's what I'm saying, is it would take you a very long time to read it. I'll just take sections at a time and just kind of read about, here's the dollhouse that he built, or here's this mechanical painting toy. He built a mechanical painting toy that if you push a button, the character on top of the box paints.
Wow.
And he creates that kind of stuff. And then inside the book, periodically, not every page, but just on some pages, there's actually three-dimensional stuff in here. So, like, here's a little sample of a Jimmy Corrigan novelty comic, and there's the whole 10-cent comic taped onto the page.
And it's on the same page as a New Yorker cover that he did.
Right.
I love that.
Well, I love it because every time I look at it, first I'm kind of like, how did anybody ever make this? you know, like that just blows my mind. And then I'm inspired to like think, well, what could I make? You know, everything that he's making here, it's coming, emerging from his brain. And then he sits down and starts to get at it. And it's so fun as a blend between classic art and like the kind of the comic and toy. Like a lot of the stuff that he makes is like he's just designing toys from scratch that then become part of these comic stories.
I know you got this for a gift, but any idea what this runs? Because this is a massive tome.
Yeah, you know, surprisingly, it wasn't as bad as I thought. So it lists for $60, but I feel like I was given it, and it was ordered from Amazon, and it was like $35 on Amazon or something.
Oh, wow. Monograph, Chris Ware. A great introduction, or if you're a big fan already,
right?
A great addition to your collection.
And you, if you want to know, I mean, he's one of those guys where it may not be for every taste. So you know, go online and you can see some Chris Ware stuff and see if it's your kind of thing. But yeah, it's pretty fun.
Pastor Clint Schneckloth is the lead pastor of Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Fayetteville, and this week we'll hear his summer reading suggestions on Ozarks at Large. Today he discussed Monograph by Chris Ware.